Just a thought. We are living in a time when all hands have to be on deck. We have to be prepared and ready to fight against forces seeking to return us to a time when America was not for everyone. We must speak for ourselves while delivering a clear message to the world. No longer can we focus on just our own individual success. Those of us that have found or created a path must use every vehicle available to us to help others see the light. We must inspire those who are lost and demoralized. We must find a way to speak to each other while expressing our own opinions. People of color must use the internet to expand our reach beyond our communities and find solutions to the issues that plague our neighborhoods. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections need you to schedule some time to share your opinions on live radio. My show wants you to carry your message beyond just a few city blocks. We want you to know that your personal issues and economic concerns and life beliefs are important to the world. I am the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, James C. Deshay, and we want you to be a part of this new movement. We want you to be ready and prepared to share your opinions with everyone throughout our hour and a half long show, 7 days a week. Please call into the show every day, 657-383-0309, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Your voice needs to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. We must raise sand in a way that serves notice. A movement is coming. White America will share the bounty that is created from the investment of the past, present, and future from this day forth. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com, and I look forward to you calling into the show every day.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, guys, you know I'm happy to be here with you and given the opportunity for us to talk about all types of things that are going on around in our country. And it is another day that we're going to discuss the positive things that we can do and encourage, not only in ourselves, but in others, in order to make life better. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and allow people to get on so that we can have a conversation about the issues today.
I'm a child.
Museum, and a young man peeked into the museum And he said, hey, he said, hi, Mr. Deshay, and he told me his name. And he asked me if I remembered him. And, of course, his name sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure. Well, he's now working at the Amway Arena, and he said to me, he said, I just thank you for letting me be in your class and all the things that you said. And I said to him, well, just I want to thank you for what you're doing right now. And when I see them young men who were in jail with me and who worked to get their GED or were working to get their education, and they come out and they find a job and they find, you know, they find happiness in going to work every day. You know, there's a lot of joy in turning somebody's life around and see them find joy in their own accomplishments, because that's what it's all about. It's about helping young people see the light at the end of the tunnel and them working desperately hard to get to that end result. And that's what we want for all our kids, not just the kids that we fathered or the mother's mother, but also the kids in general. We want our kids to be successful. And this teacher in Greenville, North Carolina, challenged his kids that he would make videos of them if 80% or more of them would pass their test. And he actually got a very high number to pass the test. And so now they have created more than 3 or 4 videos that have gone viral. And that's what's important, is that these people, the people who commit themselves to making a difference in the lives of young people to the point that they're willing to go out and fight for their careers. And that's what's so important. We want to be able to work with young, we want to go work with young people to help them understand that their lives are so vitally important, not only to themselves, but to their communities and so forth. And it's just a wonderful thing to read stories about teachers who have found success in creating an environment where students are learning and enjoy learning. And we need to promote that to the highest levels. We have a president who believed that the majority of black schools were not successful or didn't have success in them. Well, he needs to read this story about what this man did in a predominantly African-American school and how that can be modeled and created in all schools, not just schools that are predominantly black. So it is important for us to recognize that when we spot certain stories, that we highlight it so that people can see that there are a lot of beautiful stories to tell about the accomplishments of young people. Dee, what is your thoughts? Did you get to see the article or video that I sent you? Are you there, Dee?
Sure.
Are you there, Kathy?
I'm here. I think Dee is having technical difficulties with his phone.
Yes.
Good afternoon to everyone.
Good afternoon.
And yes, I actually looked at your story and actually went to see if there were similar stories, and there were of other people that have done things similar, but this right here was a little bit more touching, and the reason why, I guess it was the age group of the kids and how the teacher was so determined. He, like you said, he felt like a failure himself because he couldn't get at least half of his students. So he went home and he thought about it, and he thought, what could I do? What are these kids interested in? What's going on now that would get their focus off of work, and more on a different way to work. And that's what he did, you know, because kids sit out and they watch videos all the time. So that was a brilliant idea from him, you know, and it was something simple. And he used his cell phone, which is, you know, which is what we use nowadays. He used his cell phone and video recorded them, and that's all those kids wanted was to see themselves on TV. And like you said, another person saw it, and it went viral. And what a beautiful story this is, not only of a teacher's determination not to give up on himself or his kids, but the kids not to give up because they were motivated through seeing themselves on TV. This was an awesome story.
And some of the boys that were talked to, you know, one of the boys talked about how awesome it was to see themselves in those videos and know that they had turned their lives around. He talked about the fact that he was making hundreds and eighties, and because he had increased his level of commitment. And certainly, this is something that can be duplicated. You know, they enjoy rap. It's something that they can do. And so, but when you tie their rapping into their classroom success and their education, I don't have a problem with rap. This is a positive way that rap is being used to inspire young people to be in these videos and to use YouTube because they see themselves and all the people who like what they're doing, and they're inspired by it. Dee, what did you get a chance to see the video I sent you about these young people?
No, James, I didn't get a chance to see it because I was working at the time. I'm a driver, but
okay.
I can certainly appreciate the subject matter. And you know, we've spent a lot of time over the months and weeks about how we can find ways to inspire our young people to get back on track if they were to find themselves in an undesirable situation. And so the fact, the use of the video to exemplify the things that young people seem to like anyway, and to use it in a positive sense, I think that took some genius in order to bring that to the forefront. But I do want to say that, you know, when you spoke about how we try to use positive ideas to save all our children, you know, Hillary Clinton was one of the ones that came to the forefront and made that public, where she said it takes a village to save a child. Now, in saying that, you know, there's an opposition ideology that does not give that any credence. In fact, the only children they want to save are their own and their grandkids. And so it's kind of one-sided, which is, you know, we try not to make everything political, but sometimes we just can't help but to bring it to the forefront. And so, you know, we on the liberal side of the coin always want to try to work with other people to where we can make this a better world. But then we're forced in the same breath to recognize the fact that there are some people that think that this is their world, and that other people, when it comes down to giving a hoot by other folks, it's just not worth the while. Thank you.
Well, you need to know that President Donald Trump came to Orlando to visit a private Catholic school and promote how well the private Catholic school had done here in Orlando, but did not take the time out to visit a public school. And so now they're putting all their emphasis into these chartered schools and these opportunities to take public money and support charter schools than public schools. And I think what this teacher has done has shown that we need to put more support in the public school that reaches students like these students. In the article, it tells you that the majority of the students at this school can apply for free and reduced lunch. So there's a lot of low economic students in this school who were inspired by this teacher and who now believe that learning is fun and that they can refocus and direct their concerns into the classroom so that they can perform better, and especially in the area of mathematics. So, you know, I'm a big math man, so it's really important to me that the students do well in math. And it just seems to me that we need to direct our funds into schools that need the most support and assistance. Joyce, what is your thought about these kinds of programs where this teacher turned his classroom around by using video and rap as a way of motivating them to study harder?
I think it's excellent. Good afternoon, everybody. He dared to be different. Fantastic. I know that everybody learns different, and he picked up on that. He knew that the traditional way was not getting it done. So what he did, he brought something in and put a different spin to it. Everybody learns differently. I know that when my son was growing up, we did things in rhymes. You know, not a rap, but we did as a song. We made songs up. He had to learn the universe, all the planets.
Planet.
And that was pretty hard. Right. So we developed something, and so when it was his turn to go up to the classroom, the teacher told me he sung it, you know, because that's how he learned it. He sung it that way that he learned it, and she didn't care as long as you get it done. I also like to comment and compliment the rapper who just gave $1 million to the Chicago school system. That is the young man who just won the Song of the Year. I forgot his name. They say he's really true to his word. He just did that this morning on Good Morning America. He presented a check to the school system, and he challenged all the other entertainers and all the other people to do as well, to get involved. $1 million. To the Chicago school system. Fantastic.
His name is Chance.
And I hope that he put,
what's his name?
I hope that
Chance, rapper Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E.
Fantastic. I dynamite for him. I'm so proud. Isn't he the one that sing religiously too? Chance? Because some of his songs are religious based.
Yeah.
I love him. He's
well,
good.
Well, one of the things
fantastic.
I hope he did
kudos.
Was I hope he put some strings attached and don't that money just doesn't go to the general fund, but goes to promoting high grades and encouraging students and having after school programs so that those students can be a part of special programs that meet their needs. And when we're talking about kids, we got to understand how important it is to have kids in different environments. Like you say, all kids don't learn the same. And we have to recognize that there's some kids out there that we need to be helping and supporting. I know you heard about the five-year-old who's in the National Spelling Bee
mm-hmm.
who won her region at 5 years old. Well, look, I'm sure she's a smart girl, but she also has smart parents. Because they're homeschooling her. And I'm just saying, there's some smart young people of color, and if they got that same kind of support in the public school system and were encouraged to get involved in these spelling bees and get involved in these projects and just had people who loved them enough to keep them encouraged, we could have a lot more kids who would be participating in these national kind of programs. But we have to have teachers, administrators, and parents who want to push their kids as far as they can go and stop looking at those secular things that their kids can get involved with. You know, don't buy your kid a bunch of garbage that promotes the secular lifestyle. Buy them some books, you know, buy them some flashcards, buy them stuff that helps them to learn, and then you're supporting the teacher and not having a situation where the teacher seems like they're all out there by themselves. And that's what we have to do. We have to rejuvenate our support in our community for our neighborhood schools and put our money where our mouth is. Money does help students learn because you can create after-school programs and opportunities for kids to do their homework and make sure that they have an opportunity to become winners. And I just think that's what's important, that we all have to participate in this thing. And I have to tell you that I can't tell you what kind of smile I had on my face when that when my student, a former incarcerated student, walked by the museum and poked his head in and said, you know, thank you, Mr. Deshay, and asked me if I remembered his name. And I thought I remembered his name, but I didn't know for sure. But the fact that he told me he was now a taxpayer and he was coming away from work, that made me very proud that he had turned his life in a different direction. And that's what we need to be doing, is helping these kids turn their lives in the direction that will make them successful in the long run. Kathy, you know, your thought, I mean, we got a lot we could be doing, don't you think, Kathy?
As far as what?
As motivating our kids and not giving up on them. I think that's what this story says. That man could have went home for the summer and could care less about how poor his kids had done, but now he's got them with three viral videos and no telling where they're going to go from here.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I know quite a few teachers, and all the teachers that I do know, their hearts are in it. It's not for the money, because the money is nothing, but it's about educating the kids, making sure that they learn to the highest of the high. And my two sons are prodigies of charter schools, and I also was a volunteer at a charter school. I was raised in public school, but I would prefer charter school, and the reason why is because the classroom size, everything else is the same. I mean, the food program is the same because my kids were able to get on the food program. You have to go and volunteer. That's the good part of a charter school, is that the parents have to be involved in some form or fashion. You have to give hours. And they teach from the highest to the lowest. So no child is left behind in the charter school. So I am an advocate of charter schools because both of my sons graduated, went to elementary school, kindergarten, and high school, and graduated from charter schools. But you're absolutely right. We have to do whatever we can to motivate these kids, to help them go to the next level, so we won't have so many dropouts and those that, you know, are hanging out after school, giving them something better to do or something else to do, a reading program, anything, something to give them where they'll have an outlet where they won't get involved in other things. But great job on the young man coming to you. I know that made you feel proud because you don't remember the people, but, you know, sometimes the Lord allows people to come back and say thank you so that we can remember that we are doing what he called us to do.
Well, the issue becomes for me is I don't mind there being charter schools because people learn in different ways, but I just don't want the public school to be sacrificed for the benefit of the charter school. There should be a lot of ways that people can get scholarships for private schools. That doesn't mean that you're sacrificing the money at the public school. And then I even promote and believe in homeschooling. There are some kids who need to be homeschooled, and there should be some way to support the parents in the homeschooling. But all educational programs and opportunities need to be supported to the point that they can be successful, and one should not have to be sacrificed for the other. And so that's what my position is. Recognize if a parent thinks their child can be better educated at a charter school or a private Catholic school or a home school, then you want to support those efforts and allow those kids whatever, because we want all children to be successful. I don't have any problem with the program No Child Left Behind in terms of the theory or the statement or the you know, I challenge that, no, we don't want to leave no kid behind. We want every kid to have options. Dee, what is your thought about making sure that all kids have options?
Well, you know, I love the idea, and I'm very thankful to the attitude of making sure that we all are on the same page with that. You know, Ms. Kathy just spoke about how good it was for the young man to be in a position to where he can get close to you and let you know that he appreciated you for what you had done for him. And you know, we all have been inspired by people like that, and sometimes we're not in a position to go back and let the people know. But, you know, you gave us that opportunity a couple of weeks ago when we had, we was asked, were there people or persons that we'd like to thank for what they had meant to us in our life and coming up and things like that. So I want to thank you for that opportunity, because there are some people that, you know, that I wanted to thank, and I did. And so... appreciate the opportunity in doing it. Thanks.
Well, you know, it is important that we recognize that we support parents, because these children, believe it or not, the way our system works, we need all children making a living so that they can pay that Social Security that we need. We don't need any child not being successful, because ultimately they pay into a system that guarantees that the older generation has an opportunity to enjoy retirement. So it behooves us to put in place a system that educates our young people and makes them taxpayers and not tax burdens. And it's important that we do what's important for their lives. We want our children to be happy and prosperous, and you cannot be happy and prosperous if you're uneducated. Joyce?
Oh, that's true. I know what they have in place here in Arizona now is that they're putting a lot of responsibility of making sure that we get good quality educators in the school system, particularly in our public school system. It's just not no free ride and people just hanging around for a pension. They're making them take certain type of tests, making them go back to school, and making them up their credentials. So I think it goes two ways, too. You know, we got to have a good system there so our kids cannot fail. And we got to have people who are there for a purpose, you know, for the calling. Because, like Kathy say, it's not a lot of money in it. You got to have a call, and it's something that you really, really want to do to make an impact.
All right, we've gone for our first 30 minutes. I want to take a short break, and then we'll come back and continue our conversation.
You just don't still believing in romance. You're taking way too many chances with my love. I remember when you used to be the talk of the town. All you get is lonely. Turn your love.
Young people to know that they have the ability, if they focus to do great things. And we know that they need great teachers like this teacher in North Carolina to help them see the heights that they can reach. And so we want to keep our young people focused on the success that they can achieve if they take the time out to make sure that they're learning the necessary materials that they need to learn. Audrey, how are you doing this evening? And welcome to Thoughts, Love, and Reflection.
Thank you very much. Hello to all. I'm doing well.
Well, and you know, and these two black gentlemen who brought these African Americans to the Wellsville also are part of the Boy Scouts. And there's so much that can be learned from the Girl Scouts and from the Boy Scouts, but we have to get actively involved in programs that help to promote education. And not only in our public schools and our after-school programs, but also at our boys' clubs, at our YMCAs, and at our city rec centers. We have to be all about promoting our young people to get smarter and brighter and to go on to college or go on to trade school so that they can make a proper living for themselves and for their families. Audrey, were you able to see the videotape that I sent everybody?
No, I apologize. I was unable to today to view it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to share with you, there's a young man, African-American young man, who was very disappointed about his second grader's scores, and he told them that if they brought their scores up, that he would create a video for them. And now they've created three videos, and his whole class have had such a great increase in their test scores, and they're so motivated to keep making these videos. And somebody's also created a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to try to see if I can locate that GoFundMe page, because those are the kinds of things I want to support. I want to support anybody who's helping students to look to increase their education by making better grades. And what are your
Kudos
thoughts about those kind of accomplishments?
I think it's wonderful. He found an opportunity to take a negative and to turn it into a positive, and it's not just a positive for the immediate, but those children's lives will be impacted for the future, because what he has done is created and inspired them to want to learn and to do better, and that only makes them sharper. And how exciting. What a creative way to get them involved and to improve the scores. And I'm glad that he's receiving recognition for his effort. Hopefully that'll motivate even others, because we have to commend our teachers that's in the educational field. Surely they're not in it for the money as far as the pay, because the lives that they're impacting is, again, that's our future. So what a wonderful way to inspire and just create greatness. Who knows who we will have to grow up into adulthood based on just that change of event. And not only will they be changed, they have the opportunity now to even change, the families in which they were raised too. So that's exciting.
And I want to just encourage those of you who know how to find these different GoFundMe opportunities to see if you can locate the GoFundMe page. Because like I said, I'd love to give whatever I can to support their efforts and try to get to anything that's motivating students is something I want to be a part of. And that's why I take my hat off to the two African-American males who brought the boys in to the Wellsville. They created a scavenger hunt for the young men so that they could have a different way of just going through the museum. They wanted them to actually go through and look for specific things. And so they created a scavenger hunt for the kids to use as they went through the museum. And that's the kind of involvement you have to have.
What age group?
This is how old were the
young
graders.
Boys?
They're sixth graders.
Oh, how
sixth
wonderful.
Graders.
Okay, yeah,
and,
that's wonderful.
And to tell you their level of commitment, they brought the students today, but they came by the museum last night and spent 2 or 3 hours in the museum the night before they brought the kids so that the kids would have a good experience. And so that is the kind of commitment, and this was a teacher. One of the males was a teacher of the group. And, you know, we just have to help our kids understand how important history is so that you can be motivated by what people did before you that had even less than you have. And so a lot of our kids don't understand that we had successful people through very turbulent times. And that even though there may be some obstacles now, they weren't nearly the type of obstacles that were there before. Kathy?
Yes, James, I think that's a wonderful idea. Maybe you should put some kind of flyers together and send them out to the schools that are in your area talking about the Wellsville Museum. That way you could get more people in, bringing in these kids and talking to them about the history and what it means to them. So I think that was a great
idea
for them to bring
them
in.
For the, yeah, I definitely asked them for a copy of the scavenger hunt because we can use that with all types of kids to help them better. You know, kids have a difficult time fully understanding what they're looking at when they're just walking around the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that would help them to search for specific things and read about what it is that they find creates a better learning opportunity. And again, that was inspired by these two men, African-American males. So that was a great thing to have them be the ones to lead these young men into the environment and help them better understand what their opportunities are. And so when we talk about it and we see men all around the country who are doing the right thing, we need to praise them. Don't you think, Joyce?
Definitely, by all means. I'm just so glad that everybody else is picking up on it. Also, to add on to the story about the sixth graders, that it was a rapper who made that song. He made a record with them, and the kids said that they liked looking at themselves, you know, on that first video. So that's what improved their grades to make them go even better, you know, and they felt good about themselves. But it's also not only the teacher, a rapper saw what that teacher was doing. I forgot his name. I'm not good with calling names. But I saw that show today on Good Morning America, what you sent out. And it was a rapper who also made a video of that, a professional video. And once kids get to see themselves and know what they can do, and I mean, it just put all kinds of things of growth in them as to how they can come out to be someone very, very special. And a bleak neighborhood too, so it's not where you start at, it's where you end up at.
Exactly. This was a very poor economic neighborhood. They said the majority of the kids were eligible for a free and reduced lunch. And so we have a situation where we can do better. We just have to put forth the right effort and use the right tools. And these rappers need to recognize they have an obligation and a much better purpose for life other than just making money, that they can help the next generation to reach a higher height. And that's what it's all about. So I take my hat off to him. And again, Joyce, being reminded of the rapper who committed the $1 million to Chicago. We need to praise Chicago about the great things that seem to be happening in Chicago and encourage it to happen in Baltimore, to happen in Philadelphia, to happen in Los Angeles, to happen in Dallas and to Houston and Miami and Orlando and you know, everywhere across the country, Atlanta, we need to be about making sure our big cities are having the success that they need and have the support they need to reach more higher heights. And Andre, don't you think corporate America needs to jump in there as well?
I would say so, and I'm sure corporate America is. I mean, some are doing more than others. Some are not as, you know, flamboyant as others. But, yes, it's a community effort. You know, we talk about it takes a village, and it does. It takes all of us, the corporate world, the community, you know, us as individuals, but we come together, you know, great things can happen because everyone has a gift, everyone has a talent, everyone has a specialty, and you add that with someone else. So it sounds like to me, like you said, that the teacher had the idea and was planning to, you know, do something, and then here a rapper come that has, you know, the opportunity to take what he was doing and elevate it even more. And the bottom line of it is that the positive impact of the children. So we look at the bottom line, and, you know, it's just good to know that, again, when people put their ideas and their resources and their experiences and knowledge together, what great things are possible.
And you should have seen the face of that child who told a reporter that he was now making the 100s and he was making 80s. And kids like making better grades, and they got to, we just had to let them know how valuable it is to be smart. Okay, it's not a negative to be smart. It's a value and a plus to being smart. And you can bankroll that intelligence into a lifestyle that you will be forever at peace with your existence. And so we have to show them and tell them how they can bankroll that smartness, that learning that they're doing, into a successful career when they become adults. And Kathy, don't we should have some major dreams and desires for our youth, shouldn't we? I mean, shouldn't we be committed to the future and dedicate ourselves to the dreams of our youth?
Yes, absolutely. And I think we do. I think that's why people step in when they step in, whatever contribution that they can give when they give it, because they are dreaming or thinking about things that they can do to help them excel to the next level. And also the kids, I know when you get in a group with the kids, you can kind of distinguish who is who and what is what gifts and talents that they possess by just being around them. So that in itself is a gift when you're around these kids, and you can kind of distinguish what it is that they have and what it is they need to take them to that next level.
And you should encourage them in a way that you make them accountable. You need to encourage them and say, look, I'm invested in you, and I cannot afford to have you fail. And so when you put the pressure on them and help them to understand their value, then you can make them accountable for their education. You can help them understand that I'm investing my time in you, I'm investing my money in you, and I need you to be accountable to me for you spending time to educate yourself. And so, Joyce, don't we have to make them accountable to the community that they live in, accountable to the state that they live in and the country they live in, so that they know they have to pay that back to us as a society?
Absolutely. And I think what a lot of the programs are being implemented into the school system is making young people do what they call volunteer work. They have to put in so many hours of volunteers in order for them to move forward. And I think that's very outstanding because it's teaching them to give of themselves and to really know and to be a part of the community that they're in, the elderly, to respect them in some way. So I think with all the different programs also, too, is making the young people accountable, not so much as home, making them accountable for things at home as well, but also in the school system, in the church. So Boys and Girls Club or whatever program that may be, absolutely.
And that's what we have to do, is let them know they play a vital part in our society, and make sure they know that when they fail, they are failing the country. You understand? They need to know that they're not just happenstance, that who they are is a valued part and a treasure to our country, and we cannot afford to lose them at a young age to our prisons or to our cemeteries. Right, RJ? We mean they are too important to us to lose at such a young age when we need them to be a valued part of our community.
Yes, and I go from the position of expectation. I let them know that I'm expecting that the less. And I believe that when you put, expectation out there, a person will try to achieve it, especially if they're capable of it. And that's when you reinforce that they are capable of it. And, when I was growing up, we were growing up in our family, of course, our family name just, that's a value to us. My mom and my dad just reinforced that, you represent not only yourself, but you represent this family. So our expectation was to carry ourselves in a manner which would reflect positive on us. And at school, I could hear, I went to Catholic school, but the nuns would tell us, you are to be good citizens. And they explained to us what being a good citizen, what does that mean? What is that? And so that's just part of the expectation. But you put that goal out in front of them, and yes, you hold them accountable for delivering on that expectation. And just like you said, when the children can verbalize that, I went from making lower grades to making, good grades. What a sense of an accomplishment! And yes, they felt proud, and that just showed on their face as well as in their heart. And I'm just excited because I like hearing positive like this, and it just takes a little encouragement, a little commitment, and what a difference that, those young people's lives are being impacted.
All right, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle, because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love. Conceived it could be between a man and a woman. I never dreamed that my belief in the Lord's word would manifest itself in this fashion. I live to put into words what being one with you does to my spirit. I look forward to loving you in a way not known to either of us. Have I ever known love like this? I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. I have never loved like this before. I refuse to allow it to disappear as those in the past. You are my treasure that I've searched for most of my adult life. It would be crazy to let the daily distractions of living dismantle what I have discovered. I will not look back, but embrace the new love created by our connection. I've never known love like this.
The host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And again, you know, I want to continue to just say that I hope cities around the country are inspired by some of the things that seem to be happening in Chicago. And we need to continue to be supportive of Chicago and whatever it is that they're doing. We need to praise them for the 6 days that they went without any deaths. I know that something happened recently and that time has started over, but that we need to continue our efforts and having fewer and fewer violent situations happen in Chicago. And we need to continue to encourage our young people. Our young people need to be encouraged by what took place in Greenville, North Carolina, and encouraged by students turning their grades around and creating viral rap videos. And we want to see all our kids do that. We want to see all our kids be uplifted through things like the Boys Club and the Girls Club. And we want to see white, black, Latinos, adults take interest in our children and help our children to become great citizens. And that's what it's all about, because we are interested in our kids having a prosperous life. Kathy, I know that you have a nonprofit that looks to benefit the young people in the California area, and that's because you want to see kids prosper and have them have the things that they need to make sure life has value and meaning.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We just want to let them know that there are people that care, and they are not the only ones going through something at this time, but that to be a servant it means everything. So when you're young, if you grow up being a servant, you'll always be a servant, and that's what we call it, being a servant. That's all we're doing. We're not doing nothing different from any other person out there that is serving the community. We are being serviced. And I wanted to say about this young man's story, there are a lot of stories out there just like that one. His just came to the light. So for everyone that is doing that, that is making a difference in community and with young people, just keep doing what you're doing. The light is shining on you. We may not see it, but the light is shining on you.
And we just want to make sure that every opportunity we have to highlight what people are doing out there in the lives of our children gets the recognition that it deserves, because we want them to recognize that we love them, we support them, and we are cheering for the brightness that they're bringing to the table. We're cheering for them to be outstanding students. And we don't care what their color is. I know that we're just as excited about the five-year-old that has made it to the spelling bee, and we want all kids to have a light at the end of the tunnel that is bright and worth walking toward, so that their adult lives can be a service to the world. Every kid that is graduates from high school and graduates from college has an opportunity to make a difference in the world, and we want that for all of our kids, don't we, Joy?
Yes, we do. And I think another way of doing that, too, is just what he did was be creative with how kids learn. You know, a lot of times kids can be learning and don't even realize that they're learning. Learning has to be fun. When you make it fun and when you open up that mind, I mean, they can absorb it just like sponges, you know. But, you know, it's just being able to unlock that. Unlock it in every kid. Find out what is unique. Everybody is different, but once you find out what is unique about that person, you open them up into a whole new world. You make them invisible that they can do anything. And kids like to, and there's nothing wrong, and I've always told my son, there's nothing wrong with being smart. You know what I mean? He used to be, you know, everybody
right.
looking like he's a miracle and this and this and that. Hey, I don't care, but like I always tell him, ain't nothing wrong with being smart, baby. You know, so don't let no one make you feel bad about yourself because you want to learn, you know. It's nothing wrong with that, and I think a lot of times kids tease people because they don't get it. But, you know, once you make them hang with you or help them along the way, then all of a sudden they look at things totally different, you see. So we just have to keep encouraging our kids, our young people in any way, make them feel that they can do anything, and almost, you know, with the true determination, they can do that.
And we have to show them that the negative things that some of them are aspiring to has a dead-end road. You know, some of these kids think something positive is going to happen if they continue their negative behavior. But we have to expose them to the fact that that negative behavior is taking you down a road that you don't want to go down. And while you're young, you still have a chance to turn your life around. And as you say, show them that being smart is cool, too. You know, when you look at movies like the ones where we've seen lately where you have the young ladies who are involved at NASA and who are doing positive things and who are a force to be dealt with intellectually, that's when you have strength. When you have an intellectual strength, you have true value and true strength. Audrey, isn't being smarter makes you stronger? They need to know that.
Yes. Smartness comes in different forms, too. While we're talking about, you know, the importance of formal education, that's good. But also, you know, we have to just understand that the Lord gives wisdom as well. Which is even more so, but you're exactly right. They have to understand that, you know, you are capable of making good decisions. You are smart. And we have to tell them that. You'll be surprised of the power of words. You know, when we was coming up, people used to say sticks and stones will break your bones, but word would never hurt. That's not a true statement. Words cut, and they cut deep. And we create the foundation of our future by what we're investing and what we're instilling in the heart. And I don't know if I shared this with your show or not, but, you know, and I pride myself on being a good auntie. I really like being a good auntie. And so all the children, and Joyce will testify, you know, time they're born, I let them know that I'm your favorite auntie. So no matter what nobody else in the family tell you, I'm your favorite auntie. But you just instill that and instill that. And And while I joke about that, it is putting a positive seed. You have to plant a positive seed so you let them know that they are capable of doing. You expect for them to do their very best. They're capable of doing their best. And then reinforce when you see the behavior that you want duplicated. That's very important.
And one of the things I used to tell my parents all the time is stop telling your kids that you weren't good in math. I said, don't let them off the hook. You know, sometimes when you tell a kid that he wasn't doing his best and he needs to study harder, well, my mom said she wasn't a good math student either. And said, no, you don't need to tell them that because you don't want them to think it's okay. You need them to think, hey, we want you to be intelligent in all aspects of the different subject areas. We want you to learn how to write well. We want you to learn how to speak well. We want you to be good at math and science. And all those things will be beneficial for them in the long term. But if you make excuses for them when they're young, they're going to use those excuses because people are used to using excuses. And so we need to keep them encouraged and not let them have a way out. What do you think about that, Cassie? And so often people, parents will say, well, I wasn't good in math either.
Okay, so I'm guilty of that. Forgive me.
Okay, so I'm going to change that going forth. I will not say that again because I wasn't good at math. Now, my strong
right.
side
yeah, don't
was
tell
right.
them that.
But I'm not going forth. I'm not, but I know that what their strong points are, and I know what their weaknesses are. So I try
right.
to build on their strong points because I know that's where they are strong at. But I will not tell them that, you know, I wasn't good at math either. I will not say that again, but I will find someone in the family that is good in that area and have them to talk to them concerning those particular issues.
Exactly, exactly. That's what you do. That'll be good. Excellent, Kathy.
Because
you find out what the weaknesses
them.
Are and what you can help them with and what you can't, then you find someone to pick up that slack and bring that portion in to make them strong in that area.
Yeah,
I agree
mm-hmm.
with you, Kathy. I'm guilty, too. I would... And I couldn't go further with getting my degree that I wanted is because I was not good in math, and it took a higher form of math. So, hey, it is what it is, but my son was excellent in math. He was given a scholarship, a four-year scholarship, to go into math and engineering. They was looking for black engineer and math, but he didn't want that. He wanted to be a doctor. And my husband could not understand it at first because this is a full-fledged scholarship you're turning down. But, you know, you go the path that's where you want to excel at. But I looked at that, and I've always been weak in math. So I agree with you, Kathy. I'm guilty in that area. But I tell you what, we got to do better. We got to do better on that one. We do.
I can't tell you. I cannot tell you how many students I had who would come to class and they'd say, well, my mom said she made it without all that math. Why I need to learn all this stuff? I don't know. And so whatever way you let them out, they would take it. I'm telling you, if it's a way or an excuse, they're going to take it. And so, but what you need to know is, and what I tried to say, listen, Tom might get it practicing in 30 minutes. It might take
mm-hmm.
you an hour. It may take you an hour and a half. But once you get
You're
it, you
get
got it.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
what you need to concentrate on is not what you can't get, but understand that with time, we can all get it. And you need to commit a little bit more time to those things that might be a little more stringent for you. But you cannot let them off the hook. You know, I'm going to tell you, my mom was an educator, and so she always tried to find ways to whatever shortfalls I had, she looked to make sure that I was prepared. But ultimately, when I got ready to go to college, Now, I don't know if I told you this before, but she took me up to, when it came time for me my freshman year, maybe I was nervous and I got sick. And she took me to the bus station sick. And she told this group of boys who were up there, because we were going early because it was football. I was on the football team. And she met these boys at the bus station who were coming from Miami. She said, look, he's feeling a little sick. But if he has to get off the bus, y'all get off the bus with him. And he said, now, I'm taking he got to go to South Carolina State, so y'all watch after him. And the last thing she told me, she said, you know you can't come home without a degree, right?
That's right.
And so she sent me on my way. But I believe, that's one thing for sure, I'm going to tell you something. I believe everything my mama told me. Because when she talked to me, she talked to me like she was serious as a heart attack. And so I was sending her paperwork. I was sending her my grades home because I knew that I could get more if I sent her my grades home. So she sent me a little extra money if I sent them test scores home. And and I wasn't even talking about them final grades. I was talking about I sent my homework home and my test scores home because I knew that stuff meant something to her. You know,
mm-hmm.
And everything was like that. She said to me, okay, you make it to your junior year, and I'll give you a car. And see, everything was like, you do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. You know? And so that's what we got to do for our kids. We got to challenge them, and we got to say we've got to take no cannot be taken for an answer. And we got to challenge
mm-hmm.
them and support them through all the things that they have to go through because that's what – life is like. Life is getting over challenges. Go ahead, Audrey.
I was just going to say that I know coming up in school, they told us can't was not a word. It wasn't a word that we could include in our vocabulary. So, you know, you just get, you come up raised that way. And you just believe it. Like you said, just like whatever your mother said, you knew she meant it. And you just do what you have to do. That was the bottom line.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come. So I want all of you to think of what your final thoughts are. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and finish out the show with your final thoughts.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Georgia, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those loved the most. The hopeless sinner would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready. People get ready now.
All right, Kathy, what is your final word this evening?
All things are possible if you just believe.
Amen. So true, so true. And we can overcome all obstacles, not only in our personal efforts, but in supporting the efforts of others. We just need to get involved and support our country doing the right thing for our children. George, your final word for today?
We're just so grateful that our young people are all investment. So it's what we get out of them is what we put into them. So we got to do our best to put as much positive and to make them and let them think and encourage them that they are somebody and they can achieve anything that they put their heart and their faith into.
You're so right. We just have to keep them encouraged and headed in the right direction. Andre, your final word for this evening?
The act of encouraging others can make a lifetime impact or a difference in the lives of others.
All right. Well, listen, guys, I want to tell you we got a treat coming on Thursday. I want you to Google Pam Powell in Orlando, Florida. I want you to Google her so you're ready for her. She'll be with us on Thursday. So I'm telling you, 2 days ahead of time, 48 hours ahead, Pam Powell will be our guest host on Thursday. So I want all of you to get prepared to call in on Thursday. We have a special guest with us. Her name is Pam Powell, and she's going to set you on fire. So
tell us a little bit about
her
specialty. Tell us a little bit about her specialty before you Google
it. I want it to be a treat. I just want you to Google it, and I want to tease you a little bit. But let me tell you, she's gonna set you on fire. Pam is nothing to be played with, and so I got her to come on Thursday at 6 p.m. And I can't tell you, I was so Pam and I agreed for her to come on Thursday, and I forgot and started emailing her last Thursday. And she said, wait a minute, I'm not on until next Thursday. And I said, oh, Pam, I'm so excited about you coming on that I had forgot that it was a week off. So, baby, this week is finally here. I couldn't wait to tell y'all. So I'm telling you 48 hours ahead. So to give you an opportunity to Google Pam Powell from Orlando, Florida, and you're going to have a treat. So I'm telling everybody out there, you better get ready and come listen in because Pam going to set you on fire. I want encourage all of you guys to go to my website, www.jamesdeshay.com, and also email me at djames82@aol.com. And we're going to have a wonderful time when Pam Powell gets on the line. So I got a lot of great treats for you. I got a treat for you on Sunday, too. But I ain't going to tell you about that treat until Saturday. But, hey, I just want you to know, y'all going to think I'm Santa Claus out here, all these treats I'm giving away. So get ready, because it's about to blow up. So I want you guys to just take your time, go Google Pam Powell from Orlando, Florida, see what comes up. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be better than what you Google. So get ready for it. We're going to make it happen. And I just want to just keep telling you all that I'm going to work harder because you all inspire me. And keep calling in and just keep me just doing and taking the steps that are necessary. Andre, you weren't here yesterday. Kathy thought she was in one of those. What do they call it when you get to call, tell the people what you want that he listen to? She selected the song she wanted yesterday. So I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. No, I was. I heard that part of it. I was on for that. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, James, you got it.
And then she said, "Why did you call her out like that?" But hey, go ahead, Kathy. Yeah. Do what you need to do.
No.
So I'm gonna have to get a lot of music because Kathy's telling me what to play now. I just want to let her know. Whatever she tell me, I'm gonna do it. I'm a good listener, so we're going to do what we have to do, but y'all are going to be happy with Pam Powell. I cannot even begin to tell you that this lady ain't no joke, and she is somebody to be reckoned with, and we're going to see if we can encourage her to come see us more often. So that's what's in the plan, is to get Pam talking to us as often as she can. So we'll see what we can do when we talk to her on Thursday. To encourage her to come on a regular basis. So,
well, Let me be like Kathy. I went to Smokey Robinson this past weekend. So, hey, you want to dig a little deep and get a little Smokey Robinson to play from time to time? That'll be all right.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can get me a little Smokey. I don't have him on the list, but I work toward that. Joyce, do you have a particular person you'd like me to work on?
Oh, I think about it, and I let you know the next go-round.
Well, look, I want to do whatever it takes to make you ladies happy. So I ain't got a problem with finding a little Smokey Robinson, a little Mariah Carey. Let me ask you a question right quick. We don't have but 3 minutes. Is Mariah Carey going to go back to her ex-husband?
That's another conversation. That's another conversation.
No, I don't think so. He just had a baby with another chick.
Oh, really? Where did you get that from, Joyce? I hadn't heard nothing like that.
Nick Cannon, he just had a baby
with
another young lady. They had a little girl, I think.
Wow, I had not heard that. All right, well, y'all,
because
I wanted to ask whether or not, since Mariah Carey got the boot, whether she was going back to her ex-husband.
That's not
going to work.
You getting her mixed up with Jennifer Lopez, aren't you?
No, but he just quit his job, too, because of controversy, and he's going in a different direction. So both of them have some issues that they're dealing with.
Exactly. But they're definitely not getting together. As a matter of fact, I think she's a little upset because he just had a baby with this other young lady.
Okay, I have to look that up. All right. I guess that was
you better do some Googling. You got to Google. Entertainment Tonight.
All right. Well, I see
inside
y'all
at 6
p.m.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.